So now that we're officially ready to roll, right? First and foremost, we're going to thank saints, spirit guides, ancestors. We're going to thank our most benevolent entities and energies, right? We're going to thank them all for their love, guidance, and protection during these readings. Okay, we're going to thank our shadow team and our light team, as above, so below, as within, so without. Okay, and we are going to ashe all of the ancestors. Ashe, ashe, ashe. As their story was written, so is our own. Okay, so is our own. You know what's so funny? I think sometimes, like, there are a lot of people that are used to me saying this over and over again. Like, you guys are so used to it. But I'm curious how many people actually realize what I'm saying, what I'm saying this. How many people actually took the time to break down what I mean when I say, like, as their story was written, so is our own. You're not these deities. You are not, in this sense, your ancestors. You are here to blaze your own path. You are here to leave your own mark. You are here to be your own entity. You are here to be your own energetic force on this planet, on this plane. That's what you're here for, right? So I'm saying that to say, while a lot of us take the time and exalt these deities, and a lot of us put these ancestors and primordial energies and blah, blah, blah on a plateau, we forget to put ourselves on that same plateau. We forget that we are just as powerful. Some of us are actually more powerful than the deities that we are submitting our energy to. We just don't realize it because we have not yet taken the time to figure out who the fuck we really are. And some of y'all might be going, oh no, that's impossible because this deity controlled the air, this deity controlled the water, this deity was in charge of that, so this is impossible, that's impossible. No, no, no. You have to realize when these stories were written, what context they meant a lot of this stuff for, right? Being in control of, being the creator of, it's not all literal. Some of us have abilities inside of us far more superior than we could ever imagine. We don't believe we are capable. We don't believe we are capable of wielding the power that we really have because we don't understand ourselves. We don't understand science. We don't understand biology. We don't understand small things that help us along the way, geometry, mathematics, right? Somebody might go, oh no, we got, in order to understand that, you need to understand quantum physics and you need to understand propulsion theories. And but no, you need to understand yourself. You need to realize that if you zoom in on your skin, it is millions of geometrical shapes. These same geometrical shapes you will find all throughout nature, the world. Which means you are a part of the world. The world is a part of you, which means there is nothing in this world that you essentially cannot do. There's nothing in this world that you essentially cannot learn or control or tap into. Or it's all about what you devote your energy to. It's all about what you place as a priority in your life. Is learning yourself really a priority in your life? Or is your priority just to get a good credit score and a BMW? Right? What's your priority? Is your priority just to be a mom, just to be a father, a husband, a wife? What's your priority? Some people place priority on learning self, learning the world around them. Right? Those are the people that are observant, people watchers. Right? So it's all about you figuring out where exactly you place your energy. Where are you prioritizing your energy and what you want to get out of this existence? This is your incarnation. You decided to incarnate back here this time. So what was your purpose? What was your purpose? What did you come here for? Some people did come here just to be moms. Some people didn't. Some people did come here just to live and die for somebody else's dream. And that's the truth. Not everybody's going to awaken. Not everybody is going to come into this level of enlightenment. That's not for everybody. But for the people that can hear my voice that feel like it is for them, listen to me. You have to start prioritizing your awakening. You have to start feeding the part of you that feels dormant. You have to start feeding the part of you that is thirsty for knowledge and information and understanding. Nobody's not going to give it to you. And when I say feeding it to you, I mean, that don't mean inbox me and go, oh my God, I had this crazy dream. Oh my God, I felt this and that. Oh my God, no, that means go look up. Well, what does it mean when you dream about this? What does it mean when you see this all the time? What does it mean? It's all about a journey of self. Are you willing to take the time out of your day to truly figure out what the fuck is going on around you and why is it going on around you? A lot of y'all slide in my inbox and then I think y'all feel some kind of way when I don't sit and devote 45 minutes to an hour to help interpret your dream. I'm not a fucking dream interpreter. Nowhere on nothing that I've ever wrote out here did it say, Leslie, be the dream interpreter. So guess what I'll be doing? Going on Google, just like fucking you. Going on a book, looking at a book, just like you, which means you can do it too. Right? That's what I'm saying that to say. You can do it too. You can figure out what your dreams mean. You can figure out what spirit is trying to tell you. Get a dream journal. Write this shit down and keep track of when do you dream of this? How often do you dream of this? What other things do you dream of when you dream of this? I'm saying this because a lot of us need to take control over our journey. Your journey is not going to be handed to you. Nobody on your journey is just going to say, oh, this is you. This is this. This is that. Now, here you go. Have at it. You have to find yourself. That's why it's called finding yourself. You have to find yourself, because if you allow some of these motherfuckers to find you for you, you're going to be mad because they use you. You're going to be mad because they're setting you up to be their son. Tev, good morning, Tev. Hey, cousin. I love you, baby. Hey, Rosa. Hola, beautiful. Right? I tell y'all this all the time. I was going to get initiated. Okay. Story time, right? I was going to get initiated. I was going to get initiated into a spiritual system a couple years ago. And I had somebody slide on me and basically tell me, well, you should be very careful. And why should you be very careful? Because a lot of these spiritual houses are fucked up. Somebody will see how powerful you really are and take you as their initiate just to drain you, just to use you. You have to be mindful. So I thank this person because they saved my fucking soul. They didn't save my life. They saved my fucking soul. Right? I'm starting to notice, and y'all know me, I really don't give a fuck, but it is what it is. And I'm doing this because I don't want people to fall into this trap, right? So 2016, 17, I met this guy, Terrain Hicks, and he goes by whatever he goes by. Who the fuck knows? But he's from the city. And I'm saying this for a reason, because I'm starting to notice there are a lot of people in Albany that are following this nigga. Listen to me. That's not the nigga you want to follow. That motherfucker is in debt. And if you don't want to be in debt and the people like him that will have you, anybody you follow should not have you doing an Oshun ritual on a Wednesday, then the following Thursday, Kalima, then the following Thursday, Shakti, then the following Thursday, or whatever, the following Wednesday, you're doing fucking Legba, and then you're doing fucking... You are literally spiritually making yourself in debt to these deities, to these And these people are bringing you to these deities because they are in debt to these deities. Are you following what I'm saying? I need you to be very mindful about who you're following. Everybody that sells fucking prosperity oil is not on the up and up. Everybody that fucking sells sage is not good energy. Everybody that gets on this raggedy ass app and YouTube and TikTok telling you, oh, if you want to get, you want to manifest this, do this and do that, you are going to fucking drown. You are going to fucking drown. Learn how to follow yourself. Learn how to tap into yourself. Learn how to become one with the entity that is already here that you don't even know. A lot of you motherfuckers can tell me Oshun's whole fucking story from top to fucking bottom. Y'all can tell me Oya. Y'all can tell me this. Y'all can tell me that. Y'all can't tell me shit about your primordial entity. Where did you come from? Where did you begin? What's going on with you? How many incarnations have you came back here? Matter of fact, two incarnations ago, were you the Oshun? Meaning you couldn't keep a man and somebody in your family walked off with your nigga and you were fucking heartbroken. And if you start looking at these stories as situational and not actual people, you will start to see something. So who are you really pledging your energy to? Who are you really devoting your energy to? Who are you really sacrificing your free will to? I just need everybody to take a step back and really think about a few things. Okay, because I was there. I was at that point where I'm like, oh my God, I'm coming into a spiritual awakening. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Now this is the next step, right? You have to find somewhere and get initiated because this is what happens next, right? So since they're calling me, now I'm starting to see all these bumblebees and I'm starting to see, and they're calling me. Now, that's your insides calling you to pay attention. That's your insides calling you, your soul crying for you to pay attention because you've already taken this path before. Your soul is saying to you, listen to me, this is not new. Matter of fact, the last time you were here, it looked a little bit like this. Sound familiar? And you're like, nah, bitch, I don't know. I don't think I've been there before. I'm not too sure. I don't know. Stop doubting your fucking self. Stop doubting your fucking self. See a version of you and create it and run with it. Stop fucking doubting yourself. Right? Okay. So I don't know how I got there. My point of that, though, right? And that's so funny. The other card that came out here was the pause card, right? And the pause card says, accept that you must wait and prepare for developments to reach the next stage. Right? So that's saying you can't force an awakening. You cannot force an awakening because you read a bunch of books and trendy ass fucking status messages. And you can't force an awakening. You can't force a deity or anybody to connect with you. You can't force these gifts to come just because, oh my God, it was a Lionsgate portal. And now that I did a ritual on a Lionsgate portal, how come I'm not able to fly? Bitch, because that's not your time. It's not your fucking time. Relax. Now, you're beating yourself up. You're feeling inadequate. You're going through all these motions because you didn't get all these fucking gifts and it wasn't for you. It wasn't the fuck for you. So some of us need to just realize when these things, when it's time for you to open, when it's time for you to come into that light, you're going to step into that light. When it's time for you to, even this doesn't even have to be anything spiritual, right? This could be you with a relationship. When it's time for that man to be your man or that woman to be your woman, it will happen. When it's time for you to get that promotion, you will get it. When it's time for you to get that new car, you're going to have it. This is saying relax, pause, chill out. Everything happens in divine timing. And it could be your saints, spirit guides, ancestors, guardian angels. They could be the one preventing this from happening because they know you. okay, yeah, you want this car so bad, cool, fine. So now we're going to rush on your time to get you a car. You're going to get a car, be so in a rush to go do something because you're not mentally prepared, and go crash that shit. That's why we didn't give you a car yet, right? But who actually thinks like that? Who actually takes a step back and goes, okay, this is not happening to me right now for this reason. I see this is not happening to me for this reason, right? Some of us need to do that. Some of us need to take a step back and go, this is not happening to me, but why? What's the good part about this not happening to me? Fuck the negative part. We're so used to the negative part. What's the good part about this not happening to me? What am I gaining from not having this right now, or not accomplishing this right now, or not achieving this right now, or not meeting this person right now? How many of y'all are in relationships and you can honestly look and say, I'm glad I met this person now and not 3 years ago, because 3 years ago, I was a fucking wreck. 3 years ago, I was still going over it with my ex. 3 years ago, I had this, this, and this going on, and this would not have worked out. How many people actually do that? Gwen, good morning, babe. Hey, Gwen, how are you this morning? Right? So some of us need to do that. Some of us need to kind of take a step back and what is it? What is the silver lining to what you're going through? Because finding that silver lining is going to help you. It's going to help you. I was going to say something else, but it's going to help you. Okay. Oh, we have the Emperor card and the Lovers. Ooh, we have the Emperor and the Lovers. So somebody might be making plans. Ooh, baby, I've been making plans for love. So somebody might be making plans. Somebody might be figuring out a way to get to somebody, right? Somebody might be figuring out a way to make a situation better or a situation happy, right? Because you might feel like, I'm not too sure what's going on with this person. I'm not too sure, but I always feel like they're a little bit down. I feel like they're not really, you know, themselves lately. So you might be not even in a sexual way, right? You might be making plans with somebody to uplift them. You might be trying to say, you know, I'm sick of you always being in the house. I'm sick of you moving like this, moving like that. This person might be grieving, right? This person might be going through this stage of loss, and you're the person that comes in and uplifts them and helps them out, right? Because I feel like somebody here is really saying like, you know, if I could give you the world, I would. But since I can't, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to give you what I can. I'm going to give you what I have left or what I have available. Right. So this is somebody coming in to help balance somebody's energy, balance somebody's emotions. This is somebody coming in kind of saying, you know, I see you're a little bit down. I see you're going through what you're going through. Let me help you. Let me help you in your time of need. And this is beautiful. So this could also be too somebody somebody in a new relationship or new situationship that feels like you're not being given what you desire or what you deserve. You might be feeling like you're just getting the bare minimums from this relationship or this situationship. And so you're kind of getting over it, right? You kind of maybe went into this feeling like, oh, okay, this person has a couple dollars. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. And now, you know, come to find out they're kind of just doing the bare minimums, or they're kind of just not really interested. Maybe they're not showing interest like they used to, or you're not showing interest like you used to. Okay, but there's definitely this energy here of somebody losing interest in a situation. Somebody might even be losing interest in their business. But I don't feel like that, because I feel like if this is a business here, then this means you're going to be maybe making new steps to the business, maybe creating a new lane for the business, taking it elsewhere, right? If you have a business, this might be you saying, okay, now I see that didn't work, or that didn't work as well as I wanted it to. So now I'm going to revamp this. I'm going to work on my marketing. I'm going to work on, you know, getting my stuff out there, or getting myself out there. This might be you needing to break out of your own comfort zone so that you're able to give yourself what you need. Because somebody here is not getting what they need. There's just this big energy here. Somebody's not getting what they need. Maybe somebody's conflicted. You know, is this person that I'm talking to going to be able to give me what I need? Should I commit to this person? Because I'm not too sure if they're actually able to give me what I need. So you might be going back and forth on the fence about somebody being able to commit to you, somebody being able to be financially stable in a situation. That could be it too. You might be doubting if this person is actually able to be a stable entity, right? Are you just here for the here and now, or are you still going to be here when shit gets rough? Are you still going to be around when things hit the fan? So you could be trying to figure that out as well with a situation or a person. Like, what's your true intention here? What the hell is your true intention? Okay, Sha, what is that? No matter what, they just can't receive the love. You be patient. And I'm saying you be patient because sometimes people can't receive the love because they're not used to it from a significant other. Sometimes people have been through so much bullshit and they've internalized so much of their friends and family members' bullshit that when they get in a situation, it's hard for them to trust. It's hard for them to be vulnerable. It's hard for them to open up. And that's just because of where they've been through. I mean, what they've been through. So you, if you really love that person, you have to be patient. You have to be patient. You have to let that person grow into y'all relationship. Okay? That's what you're going to have to do. So I wouldn't say walk away. I'm not going to hold you, dokes. If you really love somebody, you're supposed to work with somebody. I think that's a lot of the issue. We get in situations and feel like because everything's not instantly perfect. Oh no, I'm not going to deal with that shit. You're not going to be playing my emotions. I'm not dealing with that shit. But maybe the person's not playing with your emotions. Maybe the person really just doesn't know how to feel or love or be vulnerable. Maybe that's something you're sent to help that person with. Maybe that's a part of you that you actually need to work on, that both of y'all need to work on, but it just comes out more in your mate. We are so quick to dismiss each other. We are so quick to shoot each other the fuck down. And for every little thing, I'm not going to be with you. I can't fuck with you. I can't. But then when it's us, we want somebody to work with us. We want somebody to have time for us. We want somebody to consider us and our feelings and our emotions. Right? We have to start being what we want, what we require. Okay? You have to start being what you require from somebody. If you require dedication, patience, love, time from somebody, then give that. If you require understanding from somebody, then give that. That's what you think you deserve, then you give that to somebody else. Give it. Give it. Okay? You give it. Everything, nothing comes easy. How they say, nothing worth having comes easy. Nothing worth having comes easy. Yeah, and don't usually when people act like that, you know, I love you to death, baby. So you know I'm saying what I'm saying, but you know I love you to death. Usually when we dismiss people very easily, when we're dismissive, it's because we're used to people dismissing us. We're used to people not really giving a fuck about us and our emotions and how we feel and what we want. So that makes us dismissive towards others. And that's not healthy. That's not healthy. And when you're used to being dismissed, you don't really see a lot for yourself in terms of relationships with others, right? You don't really require a lot from others because you go, I don't fucking need shit from you. I'm so used to being fucking dismissed and dismissing others. I don't need shit from you. I don't require shit from you. Matter of fact, you can give me some dick or some money or whatever and keep it fucking pushing because I don't need shit. I don't want shit. I don't know. You're really hurt. You're really hurt and disappointed that the people in your fucking life did not give you what you deserved and what you required. And that's a part of all of us that we need to fucking fix if you're a dismissive type. We gotta let that shit go. Because I'm dismissive at times. I know that. I have a friend that I talk to now that kind of is forcing me out of being dismissive. Because they won't let me be dismissive. That shit ain't healthy. That shit is not healthy. We have to start actively checking the shit that we think is cute and acceptable because we're adults. We're the elders. We're the ones that are actually responsible for these younger motherfuckers that we talk so bad about. It's us. It's us. We have to start checking ourselves. I'm dismissive. Why the fuck am I dismissive? I'm too old to be fucking dismissive. I'm too old to be nonchalant with everything. I'm too old to not take shit seriously. I'm too old. 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 That's the shit we need to check. That's the shit we need to fucking check. Because we're kind of doing the shit that I was mad about. My mom's generation. My mom's generation chose to smoke crack and get high and go, I don't know, what the fuck is wrong with these badass motherfuckers? Oh my God, you didn't raise us after a certain amount of time. That's what the fuck is wrong with us. You stopped fucking raising us. We can't do that. We can't do that. We can't take all our hands off. We don't got shit to do with nothing. I don't got nothing to do with nothing. Then go, what the fuck is wrong with these little stupid motherfuckers? We're what the fuck is wrong with these stupid motherfuckers. It's us. It's us. Stupid makes stupid. A lot of y'all that get sessions with me, y'all know I say this all the time. It's the shit that you feel like you stuffed away that you're generationally passing down. It's the emotions that you fucking wear like a badge of honor that you don't realize you're fucking passing down to your children. I'm emotionally unavailable. What, when you get older, how do you think your children are going to be? Emotionally fucking unavailable. I'm a liar for no reason. Well, when you get older, what you think your kid's going to do? Lie to you for no fucking reason. Right? We have to start checking ourselves. Danya, hey boo, good morning. Good morning, sis. We have to start checking ourselves, period. Kiana, I thought I seen Kiana up there. Hey, Kiana. Hey, baby. Okay. We have to start checking ourselves. Gwen. Hi, Gwen. I don't know if I said hi to you already. I can't remember. Okay. So that's just what it comes down to. It's about us. It's about us. Okay. We have to be the ones paving the way, so to speak. We have to be the ones being a good example. You all know, just like us, right? I didn't listen to shit my mother said, but I watched everything she did, right? My mother told me, don't do this, don't do that. Guess what I did? What she did, right? Oh, nah, you don't want to do this. You don't want, that's not good for you, baby girl. You should do this. You should do that. Da-da-da. And what did Leslie do? More or less what I seen. Outside of smoking crack, right? I more or less did what the fuck I seen. You running the streets, I'm running the streets. I'm out here walking around Albany 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning at 15, 16. I'm just out here walking around getting fucked on by old ass niggas. 25, 30. And I'm fucking 16. I'm just out here. Why? Because I didn't listen to what the fuck she said. I did what the fuck I seen. And what I seen was her and my stepfather running the fucking streets. So I wanted to run the fucking streets. It's got to be something out here. Shit, y'all out here every day. Are y'all getting what I'm saying? And look at your own life. I do a lot of sessions with people who say I rebelled and ran away and did this and that and the third at 13, 14, 15, 16. Yeah. So you weren't listening to what the fuck your mother said. So my point is, we can't just talk to these motherfuckers and feel like they gonna do what the fuck we're saying. We have to be active in doing what the fuck we're saying to them. We have to be doing what we're saying to them. That's the only way they gonna get the picture. We have to start envisioning the world that we want to create for this future. We can't just think this world is going to create itself, because if we think about this, in the beginning was thought and sound, right? Everything came from the first primordial sound, which is Om. So Om, that's what it is. Everything is built around thought and sound. What sounds are we creating? What thoughts are we creating? As a whole right now, if you take a look, we would be creating a world of devastation. We would be creating a world that's fucked up. We would be creating a world full of despair, a world full of bullshit. We have to raise each other up and start envisioning a better world. We have to start programming this world, this society, to be what we want it to be, but it starts here. It starts here with everybody. It starts here and here. Okay. So, and that's so funny to go with that. The last card I got is intuition and downloads. Intuition and downloads. So while as above, so below, while the universe, the world, this matrix, whatever is downloading into us, we need to be uploading into it. What do we want? What's the future we see? What are we trying to create? Okay. It's reciprocal. I always hear everybody talking about, oh, I'm catching these sun downloads. I'm catching these moon downloads. But what are you uploading back into this reality? What are you uploading back into this reality? That's what you got to ask yourself. It's not all about take, because at the same time you're taking, you're unknowingly giving. You're unknowingly giving. So be mindful of what you're giving. In case y'all haven't noticed, this last time since they let me out of Facebook jail, I've been really low key. And it's because I'm coming into the realization that I'm also uploading at the same time I'm downloading. So I'm trying to be mindful of what I'm creating. Trying to be mindful. And I need some of us to be mindful. And it's not just about the Facebook statuses. It's about what you think and what you say and do outside of social media. Okay. So yeah, I have to get ready. I have sessions. I have to eat and get my life in order for my sessions today. After I finish this last session, we're going to come back and do a share party, quote unquote, share party, right? Guys, so I need to know who in Albany is interlocking. Is anybody in Albany doing interlocking now? Because everybody was only doing palm rolling outside of one bitch that I don't fuck with. I need somebody that does interlocking because I'm going somewhere in about 10 days and I need my hair to look fresh in 10 days. Because I'm going somewhere in about 10 good goddamn days. Okay. So yeah, everybody, listen. Okay. I'm about to get out of here. That was the morning motivation. I'm going to leave that where it was at. That was 30 minutes. So that's good enough for me. Okay, everybody. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Thank y'all so much for tuning in, right? Y'all know how I leave you all the time from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, everything in between, okay? Be healthy. Be healthy, healthy, healthy. Right? Our health is our true source of wealth. So if you don't have our health, we legit don't have anything else. Your physical health affects your spiritual and emotional health, and your spiritual and emotional health affect your physical health. So just be healthy all across the board, everybody. All right? Deuces.